Hey gang, I'm here to tell you about Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher is smart radio, on-demand news, talk, and more for your mobile phone or pad. Stitcher brings radio and podcast listeners a better way to listen to their favorite shows and helps them discover new content by delivering personalized audio streams on demand right to your smartphone or pad. How Did I Get Here, along with 30,000 other shows, is available on Stitcher. Listen to it on your iPhone, on your Android phone, or any of your pads. Stitcher Smart Radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
And you may ask yourself, well, how did I get here?
It's time for How Did I Get Here?
Alright, hello, I'm Johnny, I'm your host. Welcome to the show. I have a fantastic show for you guys today. The band Tahoma from here in Austin is here. Brandon, Sarah, and Vinny from the band. They have a new album out called Hideaway. They have a great new video for their song Messenger, which you can find out all that stuff and find all that stuff at TahomaBand.com. Actually, if you're in Springfield, Missouri tonight, they'll be playing the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri tonight, Friday, November 18th. So if you are in Missouri, that's where you live, get out there and check out these guys, Tahoma. Brandon and Sarah and Vinny and I have a great conversation. They're a great, great group of people. They're very sweet, and they make great music. I met them a month or two ago at the Austin Music Foundation thing, and I listened to their music, and I was like, hey, man, come on down. Let's do a podcast. And so they did. We have a great conversation. As I said, if you're in Springfield, Missouri, they're playing the Shrine Mosque tonight, Friday, November 18th. Get out there and see them. If not, if you're in Austin or somewhere else, go to TahomaBand.com. Check out their album, Hideaway. Check out their video, Messenger. See when they're coming to a town near you. Okay? We have a great conversation. They're great people. That's coming up in just a second. Let me tell you what's going on with me. Real quick plug. If you are in the Texas Hill Country, tomorrow, Saturday, November 19th, Skyrocket will be playing at the Mercer Street Dance Hall in Dripping Springs. So come on out, check it out. We go on about 8:30. It's a great place. It's a fun time, and we're a fun band. And there's lots of room to dance. Those of you that complain that some of the shows that we play don't give you enough room to dance, this will be your place to dance, okay? That's your jam. Other than that, I need to make a very special announcement. It's a sad announcement. My friend Natalie Zoe, and a musician here in Austin for a very long time, was recently diagnosed with breast cancer and is undergoing treatment right now. It's very sad. She's an amazing musician. She's an amazing person. I've known her since I was like 13 years old. She's always been very, very, very sweet to me. She's always the first one at everyone's benefit, at everyone's thing. She came to almost every day of my mom's trial a few years ago. And Sunday, November 20th, this Sunday, at the 1-to-1 bar from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., there will be a benefit for Natalie Zoe. With a $10 suggested donation at the door, I suggest you give more. There's going to be a lot of great artists there playing sets. Lisa Tingle, Van Wilkes, AJ Vallejo, Malford Milligan, Extreme Heat, and more. Doors are at 2:30. Shows 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. That's this Sunday, November 20th. I will be there at the 1-to-1 bar. Come on up, say hi. I suggest you come out to that and support Natalie. She's a beautiful person, and she has music out there. Get out there and check it out. And I wish her all the best. I love her very much. I need to reach out to her personally. I have not done that. It's been crazy, man. It's been a lot of stuff going on, you know, but it's nice to live in a community that rallies around someone when they get sick like that, you know. All these great musicians coming out to play on a Sunday. No doubt there'll be a great crowd out there, you know, supporting Natalie. Our friend George Reef was diagnosed with cancer over the summer. There's been a whole lot of benefits for him. They've raised a lot of money for him, and he's been undergoing treatment. And I have some good news for you. He found that one of his tumors, his lung tumor, has been shrunken by 64% through his treatment, which is great. So great for that. Our friend Savannah Welch was in a terrible accident a week and a half ago, or a week ago. I don't even know when it was now. It was a couple weeks ago. It's just been like this blur of shock. Yeah, it was a couple weeks ago. Anyway, she's going to be having some benefits Namely, one the last Monday of the month at Monkey Nest. I'll be talking about that next week. So anyway, look, it's nice to live in a community that's there to support those, you know, when one of the members of our tribe becomes ill, we rally around them and try to help make them better. And so that's a beautiful thing about this community. It's sad that it happens, but the good part of it is that we're all there for each other, all right? So come on out Sunday, November 20th, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m., 1-to-1 bar. Doors at 2:30, $10 suggested donation. Come out and support this beautiful person, Natalie Zoe, who I've known for, God, over 30 years. I love her so much. All right. I know we all have our own things going on, but it's nice. Take a little time out of your afternoon. Go see some music. Maybe see some people you haven't seen play in a long time. Support Natalie. That's a nice thing to do, right? All right. Let's talk to Brandon, Sarah, and Vinny from the band Tahoma. Their new album, Hideaway, is out now. You can find them at tahomaband.com. If you are in Springfield, Missouri, tonight they'll be playing at the Shrine Mosque, Friday, November 18th. Get out there and see them. Enjoy my conversation with this great band. Have a great weekend, whatever it is that you're going to do this weekend. Probably see you at the 1-to-1 bar on Sunday. If you live in the Hill Country, maybe I'll see you tomorrow night at the Mercer Street for Skyrocket. Whatever it is you're doing, I hope you're having a great weekend. And I'll talk to you on Tuesday. Let's get down.
In the morning, full of fear by the daylight, caught in between the resolution and a panic attack I fight, so close I can almost taste it, so falling on a bell
boy. Keep it good. I make music in here. Do you guys, any of you guys, have a home studio situation?
Kind of like a basic
you might
setup,
but move that mic up a little. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, just move it up so it's pointed at your face, Vinny. Sarah, where did you get your Omnicord?
Brandon actually had it, and somebody gave that to you as a gift, right?
Someone gave me one as a gift once. Yeah.
Is it that one? Or?
No, it was another one.
Different one?
You got one as a gift,
like,
too?
A hand-me-down. Yeah.
They're gifts, I guess.
Yeah.
Everyone gets an Omnicord.
I think I gave one. Now. I gave one to my friend Joseph. Oh. Yeah. See, look at that. So then you handed it off to her?
Yeah.
That's right.
Pretty much, yeah.
Borrowing it. I still say that it's yours, but I use it.
Yeah.
Borrowing it indefinitely.
Yeah.
To nice. Use forever.
That's right.
So how you guys have been together for a couple of years? 2 years?
Yeah.
Is that right?
As a trio, yeah. I'd say trio, 2 years. Yeah, right at 2 years, probably. No.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I watched some of those live. I love your guitar playing, too.
Cool. Thanks.
Yeah,
appreciate it.
I love the songs too. I like, what was the song that you guys did for Tiny Desk Music?
Hideaway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome. Thanks, version thanks, of that man. Song too. By the way.
Yeah, it's a lot different, the acoustic, but it's cool.
We stripped it down a little bit.
Rock out a little bit more when you're playing. Electric and stuff, but
I don't like recordings with hot rods. I just don't. They remind me of this weird time in the 90s.
Yeah, I'm not a big hot rod fan.
That's the only bad thing about Wonderwall. The only bad thing.
That's what he's using in that?
The one bad thing.
The main recorder? I always thought it was a nice tight snare with some sticks. Yeah, I guess you're right.
That's all right. It's good live. I mean, it doesn't blow your mind out of your... How did you do that when you had a condenser mic like that? Did you use a monitor?
No.
Yeah.
No? Mm-mm. You just kind of... everyone just played quietly enough for you to...
Yeah. Yeah. It barely worked. You barely hear the acoustic.
What about in that one where you guys were using those RE20s and it was just the two of you guys?
On that porch?
And you're playing a shaker.
Oh, yeah, that was at Riley's Tavern, yeah.
That was a similar setup. I think actually I used two dynamic mics, just one really close on the guitar. I probably did like a little blend of the pickup too. Well, I think it had
it does have a pickup.
Well, I know it has a pickup, but I mean, I think I was plugged in, so. Yeah, I did like a blend of the pickup and a little bit of a dynamic mic just right there at the 12th fret.
It's cool. You guys sound great together. Like did it take a long time to develop that live? Like, did it take a little while of like doing some stuff and figuring out how it works?
So it started off me by myself,
I quit. You tricked me into singing harmonies.
Trick you.
Well, it was originally just me singing harmonies for his new like solo project EP thing. And then he's like, well, you have to start doing shows with me now. And I was like, all right, whatever. Nah. I wasn't really that serious about it. And then it turned into a whole band. This happens. So, yeah. But it's great, though. I love it.
We had a good vocal chemistry right from the start. Yeah. She's an amazing singer.
You definitely do.
Yeah, she's awesome.
Is there, just because I have to ask this question, because this is about your life, is there romance in this?
Of course.
Okay, okay. So you guys you guys were romantically involved, and you started singing, then you're like, hey, you're singing in the band.
Right. Yeah.
So she's that's pretty cool. She also, sings
here's,
well.
Here's your Omnicord and your shaker. Mm-hmm. You're
I
mean, in the band.
I think I tricked her into a lot of things.
Definitely, yeah.
Brandon's like a sexy snake oil salesman.
That's right. Exactly. Those glasses and that hat.
Those glasses and that hat. Right. So how did you guys met first?
Mm-hmm. We did, yeah.
Okay, how did you meet?
It was at a music venue. I was in college at Texas A&M, actually. And, okay. I was going to see a show. It was David Ramirez, actually.
Great guy.
And, yeah, his...
Hard to get on the show. It's very hard to get on the show.
But so Brandon's old band, Blue Bear, was opening for David Ramirez. And so we kind of just bumped into each other. And
can I quickly ask you, is Blue Bear a Grateful Dead tribute band?
No,
okay. That's a great name for a Grateful Dead tribute. Yeah,
it would have been. I mean, we were kind of like self. We were more like Crosby, Stills, and Nash, if anything, because it was like four different singers, all singing harmony and you know writing their own songs. And
stuff,
so it was more like that.
That's a hard band to have.
Yeah, it was. Well, it worked it because cool, we though. Knew each other since we all went to the same school, pretty much.
Did you grow up singing together?
Kind of, yeah.
Fuck, like, that must have sounded great.
Yeah,
it was cool. They were awesome. They're really good.
It's cool. Yeah. We actually just, Jeremy, it was me and a guy named Jeremy Helmsley, who he plays with Leopold and His Fiction now.
Oh, yeah. I know
he
Jeremy.
Plays keys, yeah.
Yeah.
For them. He just sent me a link with a Southern Man on it. He's like, nice. We should get together and jam again. So, who knows? Maybe we will.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
What were you, do you listen to like the Jayhawks and?
A little bit. I know the songs from the radio. But,
okay, so but you're not like a I'm the Jayhawks guy.
No, no.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it though. Yeah, it's certainly in the vein of music that I listen to. I'm a Ryan Adams guy.
Yeah, he's great. He's got a new album he's making, right?
Yeah, it was supposed to come out a few days ago, but he just didn't release anything. So,
Maybe he's just waiting for the new Taylor Swift album that he can remake.
That's right.
I wouldn't mind that.
No, that was actually really good.
That was
good,
actually
right?
Really good. Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah.
She's a great songwriter, right?
I would think so.
There's just something about it that bothers me. I don't know what it is. There's something about her. I think it's that initial, when she first came about, and she was always so, like, surprised. You know what I mean? When she would come out and be like,
oh, yeah.
I can't believe it. And it was always just like, shut up and just get your word ready. Quick, before Kanye comes out here and takes it away from you.
Yeah, right. Steals it up again.
Yeah, I guess you think she was playing naive a little bit, kind of?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you got to find a shtick, you know what I mean? People bought it, man. They're like, oh, she's so humble.
Humble, yeah.
She didn't even think she won.
Yeah.
So you met at a music venue in College Station.
Mm-hmm. Downtown Bryan, yeah.
Downtown Bryan. Oh, is that like what's the theater there? The
Stafford. Grand Stafford. Yeah.
Is that where it was? Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
So you met there at the show?
Or I was actually leaving to go grab a cup of coffee, and I left and went around the corner, and then the guys were outside coming back around to the front.
Yeah, because whenever you load out after you play, you come around that other side or whatever.
Okay,
we ran into them,
or you were just stalking them in the back. One of the two.
Mm-hmm. No, Brandon had a crush on me immediately and proceeded to stalk me at my place of work,
which was what.
I was working at a coffee shop called Sweet Eugene's, and you know I had it on Facebook that I worked there, so he came and stopped by.
That's a stalking. That's
just like, no, I'm exaggerating. It's really coffee, cute, say hi. Though.
Like, you know, it's pretty normal.
You're the nice girl from the other
night. But she wasn't there, so I didn't.
Oh, yeah. Did you leave word?
I wouldn't.
Were you
see
like,
her
hey, tell Sarah, yeah, came by.
No, I didn't say anything.
No, I didn't. I didn't know this until after we were already dating. Yeah. He confessed.
Are you guys married?
No.
No. How long have you been together?
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah, 3 years.
So it was pretty early on.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
you guys moved here shortly afterwards?
She,
I moved here in June of 2013.
Okay.
Yeah. And I had just, I was about to move back to Austin. So I had moved back home for just to chill or whatever, you know?
Is because that
I had
Texas?
Just left that band that right? And like a lot of things.
It was Belton.
Failed in my life.
Okay.
Back in,
it's like an hour away.
I'm from Troy. You know, we're Temple and Troy and Belton area.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like an hour north. Yeah. I had come to a, you know, ending of a lot of things. So I was living back there with my dad, and then I moved back here right about the same time she did, kind of.
And then when did you guys meet Vinny?
I had known Vinny for a while, too.
We met at Mellow Mushroom, actually.
Yeah, at an open mic.
They had an open mic there that...
Is that place on Guadalupe?
It used to be there.
But yeah, when I first moved to town, I moved to town maybe four and a half years ago now. And
where'd you move from?
Colorado, like Denver, Colorado, more or less.
Nice.
And yeah, I moved down here and was just trying to hit the open mic scene really hard and just trying to meet as many people as I could and just kind of develop a network to some degree and then make friends too. I didn't really know anyone down here besides my brother. And
you still got no friends.
It's true. Yeah, I just went there with a friend of mine and met him, and I was like, yeah, man, you're great. Like, we should play sometime. And kind of just hit it off as buddies and as musicians too. And
we actually never really played together though much after that.
Not really.
I don't know. Yeah.
So how does Tahoma work? They're your songs, Brandon?
Yeah.
You're the songwriter?
So, yeah, for the most part. Yeah. Sarah's co-writ bitter words with me.
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. And, you know, sometimes I have less of an idea of the song, and, you know, the players will influence a little bit. But, yeah, I've normally got a pretty good picture of what I want in my head.
Yeah.
Before we come into there. Come get the band ready. Get going.
And what's your rig, Vinny? I know this is totally dorky. I don't normally ask these questions, but I liked what I was hearing, and
cool,
I was like,
thanks.
I wonder what he's got down there on that pedal board.
What he's got going down on there.
I've been thinking that since we had that meeting. Now, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't run anything too crazy. For drive, I have a BB preamp, which he actually got me into. I was looking for an overdrive pedal forever, and it was just bought and sold a whole bunch of stuff, or bought and took back a whole bunch of stuff. And just couldn't find anything that I liked. And then he recommended it. He played it with, used it with Blue Bear quite a bit, I guess. And immediately tried it and loved it. So I've been using that for quite a while. And then I just have the Exotic, what was that? The little boost guy?
EP?
The EP booster for like just like a little solo boost kind of thing. MXR delay, carbon copy thing, POG 2. I get some weird sounds out of that, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then tremolo, and I guess that's more or less it for the most part. Nothing too crazy.
Ton of reverb.
Yeah, lots of
reverb. Yeah, there's a lot of reverb in there too. You use the amp reverb?
Yeah.
What amp?
I switched between a twin and a deluxe.
I used the like twin the other night for the first time in a long time, and I had a great time.
Yeah, they're cool. I just use the reissues, and a lot of kind of tone snobs get, you know, don't like them for whatever reason, but I've used them for the last 4 or 5 years, and I think they're great.
Yeah.
So I think there's, if you dump $3,000 into an amp and you get an old vintage one, it probably sounds a little bit better. But I don't know. I've been happy with them, so I've kind of stuck with them. So
right.
And he's really tight. It's money.
That's right.
Can't get him to buy me anything.
So. What about Sarah? Is she loose with the dough?
She makes it rain. That's right.
Yeah. Reasonably.
Can I ask you a question, Brandon? What do you do? Are you a photographer?
Yeah, I do photography and video, and some sound stuff for video.
Like in a company or in a...
It's freelance.
Freelance.
Mainly though, I work with a good friend of mine who did our music video for Messenger.
Unbelievable video.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
He's cool. A director and DP in Dallas, so I work with him.
I think we talked
much
about
exclusively,
it.
But not.
Yeah, in our first meeting, we chatted about it a little
bit.
And, I guess our biggest client's AHA, American Heart Association.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's cool. It's great.
Congratulations. That's good to, you know.
Yeah, it's been pretty life changing because now I'm able to, you know, just live a freelance life and be able to focus on music at times, just only. And then you know, I just went to Boston. Yeah. Shot some interviews and, you know, you get to see the country and be influenced in that way. And it's cool.
Yeah.
That's amazing, actually.
What about you, Sarah?
Yeah, I work for an import company. It's called Serengeti Trading out in Dripping Springs. And so we do coffee importing. So
oh, that's cool.
It's kind of, I split my time between like the trade desk, which is like commodity trading, like dorky finance stuff.
Yeah.
But there's also a lab, which that's what I started out doing, was the quality lab, handling all of our samples, because everything we import, it has to be approved before it can come to the country. And so right. We kind of handle that process.
That's a sophisticated grown-up thing to do.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, see, I didn't really plan on staying in coffee. I know I mentioned I was a barista for right. a couple years in college, but wanted to be in Austin and found the job on Craigslist.
I love so, coffee. I would yeah. love to be involved in, I mean, if I wasn't in music.
Check out Craigslist, man.
I will. I will.
Find anything, stuff on there. Man, that's yeah. right.
What about you, Vinny? Male prostitute?
Obviously, yes.
Yeah.
Four seasons.
Prostitute him out on tour.
Yes.
We use him as bait to steal people's houses.
That's right. No. I'm kind of all over the place to some degree. I grew up playing tennis, actually, and played in college and played in high school and all that stuff. And when I finished college, I studied finance and music in school and then played tennis too. And I got out. I didn't want to do the sell insurance thing for 80 hours a week because I'm pretty awful. So I decided to keep kind of going on the tennis route and taught tennis and have been teaching for quite a while.
Oh, that's great.
And so, yeah, I do that. And then I play a lot of other gigs solo and stuff just to kind of get by. Recently, I've kind of cut down the tennis thing and started working for a new startup in town.
Oh, cool.
Which has been super exciting and something different.
Drop your pitch.
So yeah. how do you have like a set rehearsal time? Because you have other guys not in the band all. Too, right?
Yeah, there's two others.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You, not at all?
Not really.
You just
we're trying to get there, but available. We're so busy. And the freelance thing is very freeing, but at the same time, it's been so busy.
You had a job that you went to,
if it comes up, you take it. It's like, that's, yeah. I'm getting paid. I got
to
do it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
So
it's hard to
it's
be
good,
consistent.
And sometimes it's really not
yeah,
the best. But
we're playing tonight, and then we're supposed to play tomorrow. And then he picked up a gig. And was like, well, you're making good money. It's like,
going to Cleveland tomorrow now for the same thing we're putting together.
Are you going to have time to go to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
No.
As goofy as that sounds,
I really wanted to. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could have, but we have a show on Saturday, so I just wanted to have. We went on tour like a month and a half ago, and I've been home maybe, you know, less than a week the entire time. So I went to.
How was the tour?
It was great.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
Yeah,
it was
where'd
crazy,
you go?
But it was
crazy, but it was good. Yeah,
we did Midwest, Northwest, and Southwest in 3 weeks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we covered a lot of ground for sure.
It was pretty insane for our first tour.
Yeah. How did everyone hold up? Were there any meltdowns?
No real meltdowns,
nothing
but like
major, but there was some strife, I would say.
Oh.
Our van broke down like 2 days, 3 days into the tour, and then was breaking down the entire time.
Yeah, we were literally at a mechanic every day for like the first 10 days or something.
Right.
I don't know. It was just,
I know a lot of stuff about cars though.
Didn't you guys get a new one? Wasn't that what
we
talked
did.
About?
Yeah,
congratulations.
Seattle, we got a new van.
Yeah, because I was worried about that. I remember that.
Yeah, she's here tonight, actually.
Oh, she is?
She's here tonight.
We drove.
Yeah.
Right.
I would have brought her in, but...
Hard to fit through the door.
No, yeah, she's big.
The old one's still in Seattle, sitting in the...
driveway.
Yeah,
we
drummer's
get back down here
uncle's
ooh.
Driveway.
So. Can you sell it up there or something? Or?
I could, but I kind of love that
Brandon
name.
Refuses.
Oh, you do?
Her name's Henrietta. We gave her a name already and everything. And
she's
beautiful.
Nice.
Right. She's a 1988 Econoline.
She's got real nice green stripes.
Oh, that is an old van.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pretty stupid to even think we could take it out.
No, I guess, you know, when in like 1993, I had a van from like 1980.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. In 1993, it wasn't so bad.
Yeah, wasn't so bad.
Slightly
the problem
different.
Was is that when we were driving her around town, it was just, you know, the two of us cruising, whereas once we had it loaded down with five people and all our gear that's when she started to struggle.
Yeah.
Well, it really, and the things that went wrong weren't, like, really, like, the latest problem we had was the alternator, and we got a new alternator on there, and then that alternator literally broke off into
two days later.
And, like, So we just were having like some twice, really reasons. Unlucky things happen to us.
Yeah, that's crazy. Do you make a lot of friends?
We did, yeah.
It was really cool.
More friends than
we did some couch surfing, which was awesome.
We were constantly having to ask people for help, so we made a lot of friends.
We made a lot of friends.
We owe a lot of people a lot of favors.
That's understandable. You know, we're doing a tour managing panel at Austin Music Foundation next month. Cool. If you guys want
to, definitely. Sure. We'll definitely check that out.
Yeah, basically talking about where to put your money when you're going out there because it's a finite amount.
Oh, yeah.
Did you guys sell a
lobster
lot of merch?
Steak? Is that where
we did sell? A good amount of merch.
We did pretty well.
That helped a lot.
Yeah. And you played with different bands every night, different scenarios.
Every night was totally different.
I would never do what we did again. Unless we had much more going for us. I would say that. Like, as far as a following and, like, I think...
Oh, it's very hard.
It was dipping our toes in the water and then, like,
dipping your toes for 3 weeks? That's when I start having the third week into it is when I quit conversation with someone. I start looking for flights home.
Yeah.
We were, I think, a week and a half into it, we could have lost some people very easily. But we wound up getting another van.
We made it, though.
I mean, because every day we were having to wake up and, like, we did
deal like
figure out where we were
triage.
Gonna, how we were gonna
that's what it
thing.
Was.
Yeah.
Right. Like you wake up and it's fucking the emergency room. You're trying to make the fucking alternator hang on the car so you can make it to Sioux Falls, Iowa.
Yeah. And then
you
literally play for, just
play
limping
for two
into town.
And then you know, here we had some really good shows though. So
that's great.
I would say it was half shitty, half amazing.
I mean, for a tour, that's amazing.
I enjoyed a lot of the shows, even the smaller ones.
Yeah. We had a couple standouts. There was,
Denver was
great. I have a lot of, obviously I'm from there, so I had a lot of friends and family and stuff come out, which was really great. Obviously super supportive back home, which was really cool. That was really great. We had a really great show in Seattle. LA was awesome.
The Caldwell, Idaho show went really well.
That was cool.
We got to sleep in a bank vault.
That was awesome.
And it was town in Idaho called Caldwell. It's right like north of
outside of Boise.
Northwest of Boise. It's this tiny town that's like literally about to be completely redone,
like the whole town.
But right now it's still just this old ghost town, and so there's a few members of society there that are just like really trying to turn this place around, and they're just super gung-ho, and they like they got all, you know, they're trying to make it super hip. And And this place called the Bird Stop.
In Caldwell, Idaho.
Yeah, super cool, super nice.
They've got, you know, it's just cheap real estate that you're able to buy, and it's like in the next 10 years it's gonna be booming. Supposedly, we'll see. But it was really cool, and it's very haunted. It feels like it.
That's cool.
These bank vaults are part. They've integrated into his whole coffee shop bar slash venue, and. He let us just sleep there that night, too.
Yeah,
they were awesome.
And it's just a huge building, so we wake up to them coming in at like 7
Yeah, they were opening the coffee shop.
Hey, guys, how'd you sleep? And it's very strange. So.
It was awesome, though.
But at the same time, they had amazing cocktails. So it was cool to play at a place that served coffee, but also really badass cocktails.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
Did you, when you went out there...
Completely hammered the entire time.
When you came back... I've done those tours, buddy.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Not even joking.
I've been there.
Yeah, it was considerably more than I was expecting, but
I didn't know how I did it.
I went on a tour. When did it go? It was like 2007. I played with this dude, Ian Moore. You guys know him?
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Me and this guy, Matt Harris, that was a bass player. Ian started calling us the Gallagher Brothers because it was like a fucking shit show every night. Like after the show, it's like people were just like, who's got drugs? Like we'd walk into places and just ask the door guy, like just flat out, like, we're looking for drugs.
Where are the drugs?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah.
I stopped though after that. I mean, not like I had a problem, but you get to an age, I mean, 48.
No, I'm there, man.
You're just like, you know, you can die from this stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, once you get this old.
It was hard too, because, you know, a lot of the times we're making a ton of money at the door all the time. So it's like, well, we can only pay you whatever, but here's unlimited drinks for the night. So you're like,
we got our money.
Yeah.
Work.
Yeah. So it's like, well, we're here, so we don't want to, you know, might as well take advantage of it. So
you never know where you're going to be sleeping. And if you're drunk, it's a lot easier.
So when you guys came back, was the bond tighter?
I think between the three of us.
Okay. I understand that.
Yeah. Yeah. It was,
You guys,
I
mean,
I think even still, all five of us were stuck. Yeah, it's just
we conquered
there,
it.
There were a lot of things that we learned.
Yeah, that's what you do. Totally. Now you're going to Saturday, November 18th. You're playing at the Shrine Mosque.
Shrine Mosque.
Mm-hmm. And I can't read my own.
It's going to be the most amazing Missouri. Show of our
in
life.
In Springfield,
hopefully.
Missouri.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty wild.
That's a one-off.
Yeah, I mean, this is
driving
like
straight up there to do a show and coming back.
Mm-hmm. Playing with the Turnpike Troubadours.
I don't know who that is.
They're like huge in the Texas country world.
Band, okay, actually,
I think we talked about this. Remember, we were talking about Texas country world. How we're kind of
right. Oh yeah, how you're you don't quite know, but you think you want to get involved in that, right?
Why not? You know.
Yeah,
Texas country's great. Yeah, it's like a 4,000 cap venue that then
that's killer. So it's worth going up there. Plus, it'll be fun.
For sure.
What do you got to leave at Saturday at like 6 a.m?
Yeah, we're actually playing the next night.
Or no, we're playing on Friday, so we're leaving on Thursday.
Yeah, we're leaving Thursday.
It's Friday the 18th.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Yeah. Friday, November 18th.
And Saturday, we're going to play in Dallas on our way home.
Okay, so, we're in Dallas. I didn't see that on your
little
thing.
Place, Crown little dive called Crown and Heart.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. I don't know if we put it up yet, but
I know
it was a last minute
though.
Thing, so we just kind of threw it together. But.
Yeah, I've never been there either.
So you guys handle your own booking, your own management, your own publicity,
yep. Mm-hmm.
The whole thing.
Flying solo. Right now.
And you
for
made a great
tour,
record.
For the tour, we
the
had
way.
A book.
Thank
a
you.
Booking agent.
What now?
For the tour, we had a booking agent,
okay.
But everything else, we do ourselves.
Right. And so your record came out in June, right?
Was that when
it?
No, this
was
in August.
Yeah.
August, sorry. 19th. It says June on your thing, by the way.
That was the original bio.
So it came out in August, and where did you record that?
Most of it was recorded at Blue Rock Ranch out in Wimberley.
Uh-huh.
Heard of that place?
I think so.
And then some overdubs and Bitter Words. That track was recorded at Austin Signal in Bee Cave.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, and then we also mixed the whole record there on his console. Austin Signal.
Are you guys recording savvy? Any of you? All of you?
I mean, to some decently, degree. Yeah. No,
what
I'm not.
Okay.
Not a specialist or anything, but I've been recording myself since I was 15. So.
How do you
I've
do? Is that how you do the demos and stuff at the house? Or something?
Yeah, if I do a demo, you know, sometimes I won't.
Just teach them the song and everyone comes
do like
up
an iPhone thing and then do a blast of the band and then we kind of pick it apart and then
you know we'll play it
so we have,
live for however many months
and then
you go in the studio
it,
you know but I have done it to where I've demoed it out and really which was a great experience. It's really awesome when you demo something out and you know exactly what you're going to play there and you've had time to think how the parts are actually going to mesh but that's the advantage of having a full band. You don't have to play everything yourself.
Right. Yeah, no, that's
first
great.
The first EP was a bit of a hassle, having to try to be a drummer, bass player.
What'd you start out on, guitar or drums?
As far as...
on instruments.
Oh, yeah.
Guitar.
Mm-hmm.
What about you,
Vinny? Guitar, for sure.
And what about you, Sarah? You just sing?
Mostly acoustic Omnicore? Guitar when I was in college. I mean, I took piano lessons, you know, when I was a kid, but I wouldn't say I'm... keyboard player at all.
Yeah, I think we all fiddle a little bit to some degree, but yeah, guitar is definitely my main shtick, I suppose.
I prefer just singing.
Yeah,
I would say that's my first instrument to singing.
Yeah, and you guys do a great job. What's next on the horizon for you guys? You're going to Missouri.
Yeah, that's pretty much the biggest thing on our mind right now. Really nailing that show and yeah, hopefully getting more gigs like that. That would be real.
That would be cool.
But I think stuff that we could control, it's just some regional touring.
Yeah.
I'm really starting to work on, you know, playing places around, you know, Texas regionally that will and get the shows big and have people come out, figure out how to do that more effectively.
Yeah. You know, they have that, that thing at Steamboat Springs with all the Texas
country. Music Fest.
Didn't you
music
shoot that
fest.
Last year?
Yeah, Brandon
something?
Was there a couple years ago.
Yeah.
Oh, you did shoot it last year?
Not last year, the year before last year.
Cool.
I was about
or
to
was
say I was there a couple of years ago, but I think it was 2010.
You were there in 2010?
Yeah.
It's a couple years ago.
A couple years ago.
Seriously, like, I don't want to be all weird and be like, when you get to my age, but really, like, it gets a little weird. Like, you're like, oh, no, that was just a couple years ago. Like, right now, when I was telling you that tour, that was, like, 2007. I was going to be like, yeah, 3 years ago, I did this thing. And I was like, that wasn't 3 years ago. That was like...
I think you just stopped caring. Like, I don't really care if I'm telling this accurately or not. It's like, it's not even about that. It's about, you know, the sustenance of what you're talking about.
Yeah, it's true. You're right.
Who cares what year it was?
Well, I do. Do you write songs? Ryan Adams guy who writes songs every day?
No, I don't. I'm not that disciplined.
You're pretty prolific, though, still. I feel like you always have a new song.
Yeah, I mean, I write a lot of songs. And half the time, I don't really even finish them. I just fiddle around. I could write 5 ideas in a day, and then it might wind up being one song, really.
Right.
That's kind of how I normally roll. The problem is this whole photography and video world kind of, you have a whole nother side pulling.
Do you take like when you go to Cleveland, are you taking a guitar?
No, not this one, because I'm literally going there and coming back the same day. But you will if it's, you know, if it makes sense.
Yeah.
But we've already got so much stuff. You wouldn't even believe it.
Oh, yeah. All the gear you got to take anyway.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. It's like 8 or 10 bags. I would. I would love to be there.
It's like 8 or 10 bags, man. The way you said it was so dramatic sounding.
I mean, it's
8 or 10 bags.
It's a lot of bags.
Well, you know, the whole thing where you can't leave bags unattended. You only got like two or three people.
And it's just you and one other guy?
Then you have to go like, you know, you're in New York and like they have those stupid carts and like you got to pay that guy like $20 and then you get in the cab. That's $50 just to get into Manhattan. Then once you get there, you got to pay those guys another $20 to unload your stuff because before you know it, you spent $150.
You're schlepping.
You haven't even
done
anything in New York yet. It's nuts. So,
yeah, don't take your guitar unless you have. Do any of you play ukulele?
He loves ukulele.
I have.
It's a strange infatuation.
Yeah, like I don't have one. I meant to buy one like 2 years ago. I was starting to really get into it, and I asked for one for Christmas actually for my parents, and I couldn't figure out which one I wanted. And obviously, I'm particular about sound and tone and pickups and everything, so they're like, well, here's $200, go buy a uke. And then I was like, oh, nice, $200. And then I just put it in my bank and I never bought a uke. So so I still need to buy a uke.
I wrote a couple of songs on it when I got it, and I bought this sticky thing. Is still on. I bought one of these weird Dean Markley like
the pickups pick things?
With the gummy thing on.
Oh,
it.
Right, pickups, yeah. Nice.
How'd that work?
It was terrible.
It worked out great, yeah.
Those things are terrible. Like, you're like, oh, pick up for $40? That's awesome. Cool. But it's like totally a $40 pickup. It's not happening, yeah.
Yeah. He just asked me to start a Jack Johnson cover band with him.
That'd be awesome.
What the hell is wrong with you?
That's what I said. I mean,
God, I hate all you guys right now. He's amazing.
He's always trying to take his shoes off.
Is he amazing? Is he amazing? Are you messing with me?
No, I think he's great.
Okay. I don't know him. I just, you know how when you go out with someone and they like someone playing and then you're like, that guy sucks, what's wrong with you?
He's great.
And then you just develop a hatred for them without even knowing anything about them.
Yeah.
Jack Johnson's pretty good, but
he's amazing. He's a great songwriter. He's not an amazing guitar player, but he's a great, I don't know, he's a great songwriter. He has a great voice and he holds it down. He's awesome.
I'm gonna say this, I've only heard one song of his, and really? I really liked it.
Yeah, see, he's amazing.
But
he's
yet I go on perpetuating this hatred for the idea of him.
Nah,
I don't know why. It's a, whatever song was kind of a hit, but it was from Curious George.
Is that the Banana Pancakes one?
I don't think that was. Yeah, he had a Curious George song. I can't remember.
But it was a hit, and I liked it. I didn't tell people. This is my opening. This is the, you know, 10 years later, you can come out and say, like,
he's just so
super
happy,
new.
And he's so calm all the time.
Yeah, it's great. He just surfs and.
Can't subscribe to that type of.
He just surfs and builds guitars and films and. Hangs out with his family.
I have that feeling towards Sammy Hagar. To me, he seems like he's probably the most fun guy you've ever met.
Yeah.
He's got a place in Mexico. He's got a club you can go jam at night. I'm sure he's got wet bikes and weed.
Yeah.
He owned a tequila company, and now he owns a rum company. I mean, Jesus, it's super fun to be with that guy all the time, I bet.
Yeah.
Plus, he's Sammy.
Yeah.
He's Sammy.
The Red Rocker.
Right.
Give me a break. is there anything that I'm missing about you guys? You guys have great music. Your album Hideaway is fantastic. It is available. You can go to tahomaband.com and get all involved. Find out where you're playing. Read your old bios. and see the video for The Messenger, see a lot of great live videos that you guys have. Yeah. The one that's on the porch, that seemed like it had some editing involved. Did you guys do that or did someone else do that?
Cameron shot that.
Okay.
And then I did the sound for it.
I like that guy.
He's great.
Cameron's
cool.
Yeah,
is he?
He's the best.
He's a baller, yeah.
He'll tell you like a million stories. And
I love great stories.
He's good.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Yeah. And
talker.
Let's see. Saturday or Friday, November 18th, you'll be at the at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri, and then the next day in Dallas.
The most the closest one coming up is Stubbs on Saturday, but this probably won't even be out.
This won't be out by then.
That makes sense.
That's why I was. That's why I was playing it cool.
Way to go, Brandon!
So we're talking the day after the election. Everyone's okay and alive, and there's no thing.
Crazy stuff.
The internet has become very upsetting to me as a place.
Yeah.
It's not a good.
I'm not safe there anymore.
Not a good place.
No, I was asking the guy that was here before you guys if there's a way to still do your Facebook pages and get rid of your thing so you don't have to hear your dad.
I know.
Or your aunt.
I'm just like so tired.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exhausting.
I'm just tired.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have fun in Cleveland. It was great having you guys on. It was great meeting you. You're extremely talented. People should get out there. Your video for The Messenger is really, really awesome.
Thank you. Thanks.
Really well done. Who did the concept for that? Cameron as well?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, he's a baller.
Does that guy ever make movies, or does he aspire to make movies?
Yeah,
or?
For sure.
He does?
Well, he's only been doing like for 4 years. I mean, that tells you how
amazing it's a natural.
He is. Yeah, he's taking over the world slowly. I wouldn't be surprised if he had a feature within the decade, a good one. So we're going to work on some shorts for sure, but it's a process.
It is a process. It's a lot of work, even harder than an album. I look forward to your next album. Whenever you decide to make it and put it out, I'll be happy.
I can't wait.
And I want to see you guys play at some point when you play in Austin.
Cool.
All right. Is there anything I'm missing? Nothing?
I think so.
It was great having you guys on.
Yeah,
nice to meet you, sir. Brandon, Sarah, and Vinny from the band Tahoma. Find them at tahomaband.com. Their album Hideaway is available now. Go to the places where you get the albums to get their album, all right? I hope you guys all have a great day, whatever it is that you're doing. I'm thinking about you. Don't forget to like our Facebook page. Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Or if you don't want to fill up your phone or your device with a bunch of podcasts, you can stream your podcast by simply downloading the app called Stitcher. It is totally free. You can stream over 30,000 podcasts and shows, including How Did I Get Here, right to your smartphone, pad, or computer. All right? Devise yourself a little playlist. It gives you recommendations. It's a great app, Stitcher. Do it. All right. Thank you for listening. I want to thank Brandon, Sarah, and Vinny for coming by. Tahoma, great band. All right? Don't forget they're playing this Saturday, November 18th, at the Shrine Mosque in Springfield, Missouri. If you are in Missouri and you listen to this show, get out there and see Tahoma this weekend. All right? Do that. I want to thank them for coming by. And here's their song, Messenger. There's a great video for this song that you can see on their website, tahomaband.com. From their album, Hideaway, the song Messenger. This is Tahoma. Thank you for listening. Have a great day. Let's get down.
is shutting down. And I've come this far, so I sure as hell don't want to let her down. And every time she looks at me, it's like I can't quite settle down. And this kind of attention is where a lover can surely be found. But the boys downtown, they keep holding on, no matter how.